are in a City for You podcast. Welcome.
Thank you so much for being spontaneous, giving me the C vitamin in the kitchen and starting the conversation in Hedang. And you'll explain more what it is, I think, afterwards. Now you're a guest in my podcast, and I was hoping to talk to someone here in this small village in Sweden, because there's a festival going on here. So you can first introduce yourself, and then I'll start asking the questions that I normally ask.
Hello, my name is Güney. I'm from Izmir, which is like the third biggest town of Turkey. But I live in Istanbul. It's been 12 years I live in Istanbul. And it's been 7 years I'm dancing Lindy Hop, like jazz dances. And it's been quite a time that I'm also teaching and performing sometimes. Mm-hmm. And it's my third time in Hedang, in this beautiful Swedish town, very small village. And
do you want to say why you are in Hedang? Like, what is it that brought us both here and many other people? I don't know, 300 this year, something like that.
Yes.
400 maybe.
Yeah. Okay. Not so bad. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hedang is like I like Hedang. Like it's long. Like when you go to a festival during the year, it's like only 2 days mm-hmm. or like 3 days, whatever. But Hedang is like 3 weeks, 5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So like being here is like feel continuous. Like mm-hmm. you can feel in Hedang continuously in the culture, in the moment or in the fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
I like mm-hmm. that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And Hedang is a Lindy Hop dance festival.
Yes, it is.
I ask you the first question. What is a city for you?
City is like cities are like a place where people lives, produce and reproduce, and these people are like mostly the working class because most of the people are like working class.
Mm. yeah, probably.
So yeah, like in a dark sense, sometimes I feel cities are like people where work, go to home, and then work again and go to home and drink something sometimes.
But it's not the only thing you do. You also, you live in a city, but you don't only do that.
Yes, when I dance, I feel like I'm out of that circle. That's the best thing that I like about dancing. Mm-hmm. But I'm not. I'm also aware of it.
Yeah. Okay. And something that you mentioned before that I want to make sure it's there is that we are now in Hedang, which is a small village in Sweden. And you've been here for the fourth time. Now you said it to me before several times. It's your fourth time here, but is it the only city you've been to in Sweden?
Yes, even though I come to Hedang like fourth time, I have been in Stockholm. Yes.
So and the festival made you choose where you go.
Yes. Also, like economic wise, like Turkish currency is very, very low against euro or like krone.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, even though, like, I would love to go to Stockholm for like some museums and sightseeing and I don't know for everything else. But, dancing is my priority. So, I'm spending my money here. So, no money for Stockholm.
Yeah. There are also places to go and dance in Stockholm.
Yeah, true.
But yeah, I understand you need to time it as well.
Yeah.
The next question is, what are you for the city?
In the beginning of the conversation, I said like cities are for like for working class, and they are producing and reproducing in the cities. I kind of like my fantasy or like my dream is like kind of being outside of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I love people who are like trying to do that kind of work and trying to live and trying to be alive.
Mm-hmm.
But so like it feels me that I don't want to be in this circle.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I'm pushing to be out of it. So like dance is kind of for me something like that. Like I feel I'm out of that circle. Actually, I'm not. I'm still like a member of a working class and like producing and reproducing.
Mm.
But it gives me that feeling, so I like it.
Yeah, but I feel like you are doing something else and you are reaching somewhere where you want to reach.
Yeah.
Okay, but then if you think what are you to Herang? If you talk, I don't know, if I talk to someone in Herang,
mm-hmm.
how would they see you, for example, in Herang? Or how do you see yourself in Herang? Because of course you only bring maybe one side of you to this festival because people see you as a dancer here, let's say.
No, in Herang, I don't feel like a dancer. Like I feel more like a student now, taking TEP classes.
Yeah, nice.
So I guess I feel like student, but like we were in stage one night, so for one night I felt like a little rock star, and then and then I get back to being student.
Okay, yeah, back to earth.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And then in Istanbul, because you said you teach and then you dance, do you feel like this is what builds you up as a citizen of Istanbul?
In Istanbul, I'm not only dancer, I do some law stuff, I'm lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a big difference. But I give a lot of my time to dance in Istanbul also. So like in Istanbul I teach dancing like Lindy Hop, so like I don't teach. I feel more like a student as I said. That's the main difference dance wise.
Next question might feel a bit out of context, but it's linked to lighting and that's what I'm doing when I'm working. So how does artificial lighting of a night city affect you?
It's a good question. Like in Istanbul, like the city is not so organized, so like lighting as well. So it's the city is also very noisy. Like we can say lighting is also noisy. I like yellowish lighting.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be good to have yellow lighting more than white or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And like the capitalism makes people want to see the product so much. So they use something like not niche, not good for maybe your eyes health.
Yeah. Just to grab people's attention.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah. So I would like to have lighting, not for my attention but for my health.
Interesting. Yeah, because people mostly think about safety when they think about lighting, but health is also a very important thing, which comes after safety is covered.
Yes. I guess.
So interesting to hear that you mention health that you are interested in. Okay.
And also lighting. Like aesthetically, like I would like to like lightning.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's also important, like because you're like humans thinking shaped by the things they see. So like lightning is really important in aesthetic wise.
For sure. I was doing my dissertation and I was walking around cities when it was dark and analyzing the lighting, And it was before pandemic, and I got to travel. And one of the cities that I went to, because I have a friend there, it was Istanbul. So I actually walked around there. And I felt like it was, at some point, we were walking next to the water. And there, it felt very peaceful and not noisy. Yeah. But on the other side, yeah, it was everything everywhere, very crowded with lighting, different kind of lighting. Yeah.
How did you feel like about Istanbul?
I think I had a different impression of it because I was with Meltem, with my friend. So she was showing me around, and I felt like I could be perceived as a local because I was with her. So I think the impression would be different than if I was by myself. But I felt very comfortable and warm, safe. And like visually it was attractive during the day, especially because there were so many architectural pieces that I wanted to see.
If you describe the city, like how is Istanbul?
Mm-hmm.
What is Istanbul?
It was 4 or 5 years ago, I think. So I don't really remember. And I think there were a lot of tourists. I'm trying to hide the wind. It's not working. What I remember is that it was a lot of different patterns, textures, different people who are very close. I remember being on the bus and people were all around me, and it felt a bit like Moscow in some parts. But it was not with a negative thing, but I just felt I was closer to different people physically, just because there were so many people everywhere walking, not really thinking about my, I don't know, boundaries and things like that, just because they are like that. So that's what I remember for some reason.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay, now the next question is from the previous guest of the podcast. So I'll read it out to you.
Okay.
What gives you a feeling in a city that it is your home?
Of course, the people. Like, the person you love is the best thing if you want to feel at home.
Mm-hmm.
But what else? Like, it's been 12 years I live in Istanbul, and near to my house there's a huge park. I'm so lucky. So like being next to the park makes me feel home, I would say.
But you didn't have it when you were living in Izmir?
No. But Izmir is like calmer than Istanbul. Mm-hmm. Like Istanbul is 20 million city, and Izmir is like barely 5 million. So yeah, 5 billion is so crowded, but for us it's nothing.
Yeah.
So like in Izmir, like you can see more like green areas, so like it's easy. And like I born in Izmir and lived there 20 years, so nothing can change that. I feel like at home when I land in Izmir, so it's my city.
But maybe that's why this little park in Istanbul reminds you of home somewhere. It's your time to ask a question to the next guest.
Okay, where would you live if you don't live in a city?
That's a nice question. I like how it's simple, short, but it could open up some interesting conversations.
Thank you.
Okay, is there anything else you want to share, promote, or just say?
I can say one of our my friend you saw yesterday, Mali, is organizing a big Lindihop festival in Istanbul. We used to have like big festivals, which is Orient Lindy Express, the festival that I'm teaching, the festival that I'm my school is organizing, but now Malik is organizing, and it's gonna be big. It's gonna be on January 21st of January, something like that.
That's the one you talked about yesterday.
Yes. So the festival's name is Jumping in Istanbul. What else I can promote? My school's name is Swing Istanbul. if people come to Istanbul for social dancing, they can find Swing Istanbul accounts on social media and maybe text. And what else? What else?
Is there a big Lindy Hop dance scene in Istanbul?
It is very big. Maybe like 2,000 active dancers.
Wow.
In Istanbul. So come and dance to Istanbul.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for chatting to me. It was really nice.
Yeah, it was really nice to meet you.
Yeah. Enjoy the rest of the festival.
Thank you.
Thank you for being part of A City for You. If you want to carry on the discussion, feel free to join for the next episode that will be coming out next Thursday. You can also follow the project on Instagram, Facebook, and Telegram. Enjoy A City for You.